June 6th, 1961. Tuesday early, or so it seems from the light streaming in the bathroom window. Mrs. Mancini says it's a good thing that she has always been in the habit of locking their bedroom door in order to get some privacy. Also, she has always cleaned the master bedroom herself, as the help have enough to do what with 5 kids. Besides, she doesn't trust anyone since she learned of the undercover training at the domestic academy. So the Mancinis' habits make their bedroom as safe a hiding place as any private residence can be right now. The Mancinis have this kind of strange house like an apartment. The first floor is basically a large garage and laundry room and kitchen. They live on the second floor, since it's cooler up here with a gallery running all along the back and stairs going down to the garden. From their bathroom window, I have a bird's-eye view of the grounds of the embassy, but unlike a bird, I can't fly free, except in my imagination. Later, evening. According to Mr. Mancini, loads of people are being arrested. The whole town of Mocha was imprisoned because one of the conspirators comes from there. El Jefe's son, Trujillo Jr., says he will not rest until he has punished every man, woman, and child associated with the assassination of his father. Actually, Mr. Mancini says that people are secretly calling it an ajusticiamiento, which means bringing to justice the way criminals have to face the consequences of their evil deeds. I feel so much better thinking that Papi and Tio Tony were doing justice, not really hurting someone. But still, just the thought of my own father. Have to go. One of the little Marias is calling at the bedroom door.